Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Welcome to Cub Chat Live. Shout out to Douglas, who's already said hello. He's a Wolf Den leader in Pack 3310 in Akron. Scouter Craig, what's up? Thanks for joining us. I love it. These people that join so early. Guys, we have a really exciting show today and an exciting announcement to make. As usual, my name is Aaron. I'll be your host. But also, as usual, I'm the second most important person on the show today. Right next to me is a young man named Zachary Tinkle. Zachary is a former Cub Scout and a current professional race car driver. Zachary, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It is an honor to be here, and I am really excited for what's coming up today.
Good. I am too. Thank you so much. Rich is excited. Wendy's excited. Dick is excited. Rob says happy birthday to Aaron. My birthday was yesterday, Zachary. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate
that. Happy late birthday.
Thank you, Zachary. Appreciate that. But the real purpose of the show today is to announce a contest that we have sponsored. This is really, really cool. I've been working for Scouting America for many years, Zachary. And this is one of the cooler opportunities we've had. This is an opportunity for real-life Cub Scouts to see their real-life Cub Scout Pinewood Derby car design on a real-life race car. And that's what we're going to talk about today, how to enter. You can go to the website right here behind the scenes. Brian is going to put this on the screen many, many times today. You can go up there for the official rules. But Zachary, tell us, first of all, your thoughts on the contest and your involvement. And we're excited. Are you excited?
Yeah, I am very excited. This is probably the coolest project I've ever been involved with. So it's going to be really cool. It's going through it and having, you know, all the people select their designs and help to narrow it down from there with the Scouting America and my team. And then, you know, I'll be personally involved in the final selection. And, you know, we get to have really cool with the winner having their design on my race car at Rockingham Speedway.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So the winning design will appear on Zachary's race car at a race next spring. It's right around Easter weekend, I believe, Rockingham Speedway in North Carolina. Right, Zachary?
That is correct.
And along with the winning prize, am I correct? We're actually sending a family to attend the race in person, right?
That is correct as well. You get a full experience, all expenses paid to Rockingham, travel expenses paid to Rockingham Speedway for the return of NASCAR to Rockingham Speedway. So it will be a really cool event.
Yeah. So you can see the ad, the contest right next to us. You'll have your name on the passenger name rail, 4 pit passes, travel expenses paid to Rockingham, North Carolina to attend an actual race. What's up, Tamara, who's watching? Tamara's a friend of mine. She says she's so excited for this Cub Chat Live. Daryl, shout out to Daryl and Mackenzie who are watching. Appreciate you guys joining us today. Okay. Let me just go over this one more time. Now, this was announced officially in the, behind the scenes, Brian, let me know. I think it was the December, maybe the January issue of Scout Life magazine where this was announced via an ad. All you have to do to enter the contest is build and design a Pinewood Derby car. Now, you have to be a registered Cub Scout. So this contest is only open to registered Cub Scouts, currently registered Cub Scouts in Scouting America, and their families, of course. The Pinewood Derby, Zachary, as you remember, is a family event. We encourage kids to build Pinewood Derby cars with their parents or siblings or whoever else wants to be involved. Once you have built and designed your car, go to the website that Brian has put on the screen right now. Fill out the information. Make sure you do this with a trusted adult, everybody. Send us a photo of the car. There will be a selection process that, as Zachary mentioned earlier, that his team will be involved in, that Scouting America will be involved in. We'll be narrowing it down, and the ultimate winner will have their actual Pinewood Derby design, their actual Pinewood Derby car on, it's called a wrap, and we're going to talk about that process a little bit more, a wrap on an actual NASCAR race car. Zachary, you're a former Cub Scout. What are your memories of the Pinewood Derby? I think you mentioned before that you didn't win. Is that right?
No, I did not. So I wish I could say I could. My car owner, Andy, has 2 Pinewood Derby trophies. So that's has me. There's his right now. So he was a lot better than me on that, on the Pinewood Derby stuff for sure. But yeah, I will say I learned a lot from that experience of being prepared and, you know, and just how much it takes to be competitive in the Pinewood Derby. And, you know, it was a good learning experience for me and my family. And so, you know, even though I only did it once, one time before I started racing in the real car, I learned a lot and it was an unforgettable experience.
That is very, very cool. I love to see that. Zachary, can you show our audience what you showed me before we went live? You have something there with you that I thought was kind of cool. Zachary still has his Weebelows handbook. You guys might recognize that. That's been updated since then, Zachary. So that's kind of a vintage Weebelows handbook, even though Zachary is only 22 years old. Is that right, Zachary?
Yeah.
22. So he wasn't a Cub Scout that long ago. We're only talking about 11 or 12 years or so. He still has his Weebelows handbook. I think you still have a few of the other handbooks you got as well. He told me he was going through them earlier with a lot of memories. He was involved in a Scouts BSA troop for a few years before he got involved. Look at cute little young Zachary right here. This is a rain gutter regatta. This is not a Pinewood Derby race. Do you remember this, Zachary?
Oh, yeah. This was one of my favorite memories from Scouting. It had actually, I think the other kid I'm racing against with his name is actually Scout. I've actually remained friends with him since. One of the best friends I've made in it. I'm really glad to call him a friend. He went on, became a photographer, does a really good job at it. And so that was one of my funnest memories because, I'm competitive. I like to compete, but it was also fun to do it with one of the best friends I had then and even now.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool to hear. Yeah, we hear a lot about kids who make friends as Cub Scouts that stay with them, they're friends forever, right? So very cool to hear that about you, Zachary. I want to go through a lot of folks in the comments are really excited. Shout out to DJ right here in Irving, Texas. Hey, Gene, how are you? Tom from New Jersey, good to see you. Hey, Bria, good to see you. Bria says, hi, Zachary. Hi, Aaron. I'm so excited for the contest. We are too. Shout out to Richard and David who are watching on YouTube. Mackenzie, who's also watching on YouTube. Daryl's watching. We got a lot of people watching on YouTube. Daryl's watching on YouTube. Thank you guys so much for joining us. If you have a member of your family who is a registered Cub Scout in Scouting America, they are eligible to enter this contest. So no, Daryl, David, Richard, Tom, you can't enter the cars that you made when you were kids. You have to be a current Cub Scout to do this. But it is a contest for the whole family. The whole family, the winning family, will get to fly out to North Carolina to see your race next spring. Zachary is a racer in it's called the Arca Menard series, I think, right, Zachary?
Yeah.
He's 22. He's still relatively early in his professional career. Zachary, I think the goal eventually, right, is to get to the ultimate big time NASCAR race. The Arca Menard series is owned by NASCAR. It's a regional competition, I think, right, Zachary? What are the races in the Arca Menard series like?
Yeah, I really like running the Arca Menard series. There's kind of, you could say, sort of right now, different classes of cars based on, different budget levels within the series, but within them, they're very competitive. This past year, we ended up fourth in points in driver for the ARCA East series. Myself, ARCA East for the second year in a row, and fifth in the owner points with Fast Track Racing. And so, it's very competitive. You have kind of your front pack, you have the mid pack, and you kind of have other cars in the race as well. And it's really competitive series, but it's also a family in a lot of ways where the whole garage, there's really an air of friendly competition, I will say. And that is one of the things I most enjoy about the ARCA series is the community around it that makes it so much fun. And it's just like the Scouts in that regard.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. Yeah, Zachary is a part of a racing team. There are other drivers. It's your team owner, you said, who was a former Pinewood Derby champion, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So there's a scouting connection there, and there are other members of the team, obviously. And correct me if I'm wrong, Zachary, but, auto racing, it's a lot like other sports. Golf is like this. Baseball's like this, where there are there's a lot of people trying to work up to the big leagues, right? To the major leagues. And it's a process. It takes time. You have to serve your time. You have to work hard and you have to win, I think, right? To get up to the big leagues. What's the key, Zachary, to being a successful auto racer? I think a lot of folks, maybe me, who don't really understand the strategy, you just turn left, right? What's the strategy of being a good race car driver?
For me, it's a lot of, you know, it is very much the mental side of it is probably the one that is probably the thing that most people even in the sport underestimate. It's, you know, you and a lot of psychology goes into it, and it's very much being fitness. We do a lot of training in the car to be in the car. So when I go to a place called Pit Fit Training in Indianapolis. And so what we do is, what I kind of do is we do a lot of actually neck training, because when we're cornering, you have our helmet and the G-force, you know, pulls on your neck in the corner. So you really have to have a lot of neck strength, both strength and endurance. And then we also do heat training. So since in our car, we don't have anything like air conditioning or anything like that. You're just baking like a potato in there. And it can be, you know, like it can get up to even in the extreme cases, up to 200 degrees inside the car. So you need to learn to withstand the heat and, you know, and also run in a simulator that a lot of them will run. A lot do a service called iRacing now that's submerged, which kind of a bit of a video game simulator hybrid, but it is one of the best out there, and it's becoming ever more realistic.
Yeah, so that was interesting to me to hear that auto racing can be physically grueling and enduring, right? You have to be in good physical condition. You also have to be, of course, mentally sharp, things like that. Zachary, I'm curious, did you learn anything about those kind of things during your time in scouting?
Yeah, I definitely, I think the mentality part of it for sure, you know, it's the motto is to be prepared, and you definitely have to be in a race because there are, you know, thousands of possibilities, and you have, you know, the resilience, you have to be mentally resilient. And a lot of that comes in preparation. You know, if you got to be prepared for any scenario that happens. And if you're not, that's an opportunity for your competitors to take advantage. And so you've got to really be mentally prepared, as we say, you know, in the scouts, our motto is to be prepared. And I think that mentality and that motto has really helped me a lot in my years in racing.
Very cool. Shout out to Melissa, who's watching from Auburn, California. Lauren from Indiana says, hi, Zachary, a mutual friend of ours. Again, we are thrilled to partner with Zachary and his racing team to host the Pinewood Derby Design Contest. This is an opportunity to get an actual Pinewood Derby paint design on an actual race car. And as if that weren't cool enough, also win a free all expenses paid trip to attend the race in North Carolina. You do have to be a current registered Cub Scout in Scouting America to be eligible. So this contest is for current Cub Scouts and their families. We've thrown that link up many times. We're going to keep throwing it up here for the next 15 minutes or so, Zachary, for all the details to win. But basically go to that website. All the information is there. You can upload a photo of your car. Make sure it's a good photo, right, folks? Take your time. Take a nice, good, clear color photo, because Zachary was telling me earlier the process of going from, you know, photo of Pinewood Derby car to an actual car. They've sort of printed on it. It's called a wrap, right, Zachary? Can you tell me what you were telling me earlier about how that works?
Yeah. So what we'll kind of do is when we have the winning design selected, and, you know, whoever is, you know, fortunate enough to have the best design out there, the coolest design, what we'll do is that a graphic designer will recreate design on basically an Illustrator file, which will then be put on what we in racing would call a wrap. If anyone has like heard of wrapping a car like you see on the street, it's a very similar process, where it's basically one great big decal for each side of the car. So you'll have basically the whole design of, say, the right side of the car, the driver's side of the car. There'll be one great big decal that's, you know, the whole length of the car that will be pressed onto the car. And then you'll heat up areas to make it stick to the body and fit the curves of the body better. And so it's a really cool process for anyone who hasn't seen that from NASCAR teams. it's one of the, I think, kind of cool if you see it in person. And myself having done that a couple times with the car. So it's something really cool process, and I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, that's really interesting to me. It totally makes sense that that would be a good way to design a car, because it's a lot easier to stick it on and take it off when you want to get a new design. But you said earlier it's actually lighter than painting. Is that right? The sticker, the decal is lighter than paint.
Yep, that is true.
So obviously,
yeah, it's actually lighter.
When it comes to speed, that's a good thing, I guess. Right, Zachary?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Very interesting. You know, by the way, speaking of speed, if you're interested in some Pinewood Derby tips, if you're building a Pinewood Derby car for the first time this year, it is about Pinewood Derby season. Your pack might be giving out cars at your meeting this month. There are tons of Pinewood Derby tips and tricks on scoutlife.org. There are also some templates you can print out, including some that show Zachary Tinkle's race car, which is very, very cool. There's all kinds of template you can trace on your car to get the shape right. Shout out to Pack 3310 from Akron, Ohio. Todd says, glad to finally make one of these live. Todd, we're glad to have you here live. Shout out to Scout from California. Tegan says, hey, I know that guy on the left. I think she's talking about you, Zachary. Good to see you, Tegan. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate it. Again, this is a contest in which Scouting America is partnering with Zachary Tinkle's racing team to a chance to have your actual Pinewood Derby design on a real-life race car. The contest has already begun. It runs for another couple of months, so you've got some time. There's no reason to rush and do it overnight. Most Cub Scout packs hand out their cars this month. Your race is probably going to be in January or February. The contest closes at the end of February, I believe it is, and the winner will be chosen shortly after that, sometime in March. The main thing folks want to be thinking about right now, though, is how to design their car. Zachary, what did your Pinewood Derby car look like? Do you remember?
I can't really remember it all, but I'll be honest. When I did my Pinewood Derby car, it was not the best looking thing. We kind of like slapped it together because we kind of decided to do it at the last second.
That happens a lot. Yes.
It happens a lot. So it was not the prettiest design. It probably wouldn't win this contest. But you know, it's really, I think it was blue, and I just like put a red 53 on the side of it. So it wasn't, it was not a very sophisticated car, and I think it was just a piece of wood, essentially.
Well,
a square piece of wood.
that's the cool thing about the Pinewood Derby is you can spend as much time or as little time as you want to on it. Zachary, again, was a Cub Scout all the way through, basically through second and fifth grade, or first through fifth grade. He was in Scouts BSA for a few years. Then he got involved with this thing called auto racing. You started doing that as a teenager, right, Zachary?
Yeah, so I started racing when I was 11 at a place called Chicago Indoor Racing. I started in 2013, and so I ran that for a year. That same year, they got bought out by a different company, and so that closed after I ended up being their last champion. And so I moved on to Mini Cup Racing in 2014, which for those who don't know, it's basically a half scale NASCAR car, basically, you know, shrunk, take a NASCAR car and shrink it. So that's what I did for 2014 through 17. And then in 2018, I moved into a late model car, which is on this wood engraving for my most popular driver award. Really cool engraving trophy, by the way. And so I did that in 2018 through midway through 2021. And then in, I want to say June 2021, if I remember correctly, I kind of got thrown into the ARCA series, at first driving for Wayne Peterson in the 06 car. And, you know, then since mid 2022, I've moved to Fast Track Racing, where I am still currently. And, you know, been there ever since.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now tell us about that award over your right shoulder there. What was that for?
Yeah, this is my most popular driver award from late model Sportsman Series in 2018. Is my rookie year. I barely missed out on Rookie of the Year. And so, but I got voted the most popular driver award by Speed 51. So that was really cool. And this is actually laser engraved on it. So it is it's one of the cooler designs I have. So it's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Zachary, on the one hand, is still very young, kind of just getting started in his career. On the other hand, he's been doing this for 10 years or so. So he's been at it for a while. Zachary, what is it about auto racing that you enjoy?
I think for myself, it's, you know, it's the speed for sure. The sensation of speed is, you know, one I really enjoy. And definitely, you know, the speed, the adrenaline rush is definitely, you know, when you get that rush of adrenaline, you can just focus, everything else just fades away. And, you know, for me, it's like everything in a sense kind of slows down. Even though you're going, you know, well over 100 mile an hour, everything for me, it's like it happens slow. And, you know, I've gotten to that point, and that's what makes it really fun, of being able to make those split second decisions. And it's, you know, it's the competitiveness as well. So I really enjoy competing, and like all racers, I try my best to be the best out there each race.
That's interesting that you say that, because you hear that in a lot of sports. When a young athlete moves up to a new level, sometimes it takes a while for the game to slow down, is what they say, right? Because it seems like it's going so fast. People like me who are just watching, it looks like, oh my God, you guys are flying. Of course you are flying, but for you, I imagine that's key, is to not get too caught up in the speed, right? You have to make decisions. You have to be strategic. And the only way you can do that is when it sort of slows down for you in your mind, right? It feels like you're going slow. Is that an accurate description, do you think?
Yeah, pretty accurate. And that's where a lot of being prepared comes in, where we, you know, I remember that was something that was drilled into us in scouts, and it was for very good reason for myself as a scout, and helped me eventually become a Weebelo super achiever. And, you know, the be prepared and comes from that mentality. And, you know, quote Richard Petty, a legend in our sport, you know, everything happens so fast, you don't have time to be scared. So you've got to keep on and keep focused on the task at hand.
Very, very cool. Be prepared. Definitely the Scouting America model. I don't know if you remember, Zachary, but Cub Scouts also say do your best. So it sounds like you're doing that as well. Do you have any favorite memories from your time in scouting? Maybe Pinewood Derby wasn't your favorite memory, but do you have any memories of your time in scouting, either in Cub Scouts or in the few years that you've spent in Scouts PSA?
Yeah, you know, I think that the Rain Gutter Regatta that you showed earlier was probably my favorite memory that I had up there. You know, I think for myself, my favorite memory per se overall was the friendships I made. It was really good to go out there and, you know, when I was a kid. And so, you know, we'd always go out and we'd have like display the flag. We'd do the Pledge of Allegiance beforehand. And it was, yep. You know, that was, you know, it was kind of cool, because it gave you for me as a young kid, it gave me a sense of duty and responsibility, if that makes sense. And, yeah. You know, that is something I think really helped me a lot grow and mature. And I look at that as it taught me a lot of how to be a person.
That is awesome. Yeah, that video that we just showed you guys, that was this guy right here as a Cub Scout a decade or so ago. And he mentioned earlier, in case you missed it, the guy, the little boy who was across from him, they're still friends. His name is Scout. And they are still friends to this day. So we love to hear things like that. That's very, very cool. Again, let's put up that URL one more time, Brian. We are thrilled to be partnering with Zachary and his team to offer the chance for a current registered Cub Scout member of Scouting America to have their Pinewood Derby car design on an actual NASCAR race car that Zachary will drive at a NASCAR race next April 19th at Rockingham Speedway, legendary Speedway in North Carolina. As if that wasn't enough, you also get 4 pit passes for the family members and travel expenses paid to Rockingham, North Carolina to see the race in person. This is very, very exciting and very, very cool. We have just a few more minutes with Zachary. When it comes to design, Zachary, design of your car, that doesn't affect how the car runs exactly, right? How it looks on the outside. But I imagine you probably have a favorite design. What do you like your cars to look like?
I think for myself, it is definitely, you know, as we kind of always say in racing, creativity and innovation is what wins races. And it's also what catches eyes in the paint scheme department. And so that's what I would look for of this, you know, in a design, whether it's, and that's part of the reason, like we did, my car is purple because that was, purple and yellow, the colors we chose for my car races past couple years was because that was what was the least common color combo that was like, okay, this is exclusive to us and it would make us stand out. And so it's things like that to stand out among the pack, that I think really is great and I really enjoy, and I really enjoy the creativity of aspect of it. And that's why I would say I would look for, and great designs, great innovation, great creativity is wins races and it catches eyes.
And we might've mentioned this earlier, but I want to make sure we say it again. Zachary himself will play a role in selecting the winner, right, Zachary? You're not just turning this over to your team. Zachary, along with some other folks, both on his end and on our end, will be selecting the finalists. So I know, Zachary, I just noticed you are wearing a purple shirt. A lot of those photos where you were wearing purple in those, maybe consider a purple car if you haven't decided on a color yet. But I think creativity, yeah, like you said, that's a great point there. When you're designing a Pinewood Derby car, just be creative, just have fun. Another aspect of this contest, Zachary, that I want to make sure explain what it means. We said this a couple of times, but the winner is going to have their name printed on the passenger side name rail. What does that mean?
Yeah, so the name where on the side, on just above the driver's side door would be my name, and on the passenger side on the roof, basically the roof of the car, where we would put my name on the driver's side, you would get the passenger side as if they're riding along with me. So that's what we're going to do, and usually have a place of honor for that name there occasionally. And so that's what we're going to do with this contest. And I think that is a really cool part to display the winning name on the passenger side name rail of our car.
Yeah, that is a really, really cool incentive. Additionally, they also get 4 pit passes, which means they'll get to go visit with Zachary and his team down in the pit. What do you expect that to be like, Zachary? Is it just chaos in the pit, or is it pretty calm and organized? What's it like in a pit before a race?
I would say it varies a lot place to place. Place like Daytona, it's really organized, actually. Most tracks in ARCA, it's a lot more organized. And there's a lot less outright chaos, which allows you to relax a lot more. You get to interact with people a lot more. And that's one thing I enjoy about the ARCA series. And so that's something, go in and then, but once we actually get in the race, you don't want to get in the pits when you don't need to, but if a car needs to come in, it is definitely something else. And you get to also meet the crew on the 11 car at Rockingham Speedway as well. And so you'll have a lot of, get to see the car as well, see the team, and some really, really cool stuff. And, I'll really enjoy having them with us at Rockingham Speedway.
That is awesome. Yeah, yeah. Again, this contest has just basically launched this week. If you get the Scout Life magazine, you can see the ad in the January-February issue of Scout Life. You can see, go online to the website, scoutlife.org/Zachary Dingle Contest. From there, there's a link to all the rules. But basically, it's open to Cub Scouts, currently registered Cub Scouts. You submit your name, information, a photo of your car. It will be narrowed down from there. Zachary himself has promised to play a role in choosing the winner. we're very, very excited about that. And ultimately, the winner will get an expenses paid trip to North Carolina for pit passes. And most importantly, their design, their Pinewood Derby car design on an actual car. That's so cool. Shout out to Kim who joined the show on Facebook. Thank you, Kim. Appreciate that. Zachary, this is really, really cool. We're very excited. Thanks for having you. Thanks for coming on today with us. We appreciate that. Any final thoughts before we let you go? Again, we're so appreciative of the partnership and the opportunity. Any final thoughts from your end today?
For myself, you know, on final thoughts, I just want to say I'm really grateful for this partnership. And I am really looking forward to getting on the racetrack at Rockingham Speedway. It's going to be a blast come 2025. And I am very honored and excited to do this with Scouting of America. And I want to wish all the people who enter good luck to all the scouts who enter. And even if you don't win, I hope you have fun in partaking in this competition and contest. So I think it will be a lot of fun for all involved. Thank you all very much.
That's awesome, Zach. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Yeah, but the great thing about this contest also is that most Cub Scouts are going to be building a car anyway. So it's just one little extra step to take a photo of it, submit it online. What a cool opportunity. Thank you all for watching today. Appreciate that. As a reminder, website is up right down there. You can go up there to get all the details and to, of course, submit the photos of your car. This episode will live on this Facebook page, wherever you're watching it right now on YouTube. You can always go back and listen to it again. We're also a podcast, by the way, Zachary, just so you know. Thanks again for the time today, Zachary. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. I am really looking forward to it. And this is a really cool opportunity, and I can't wait for it.
Awesome, awesome. We are excited too. Thank you all to the viewers. I appreciate you all very much. Have a good weekend. Good luck building your Pinewood Derby car, and good luck entering the competition. So long, everybody. We'll see you next week. See you, Zachary. Thanks, man.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/cubchatlive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.